Good afternoon, everyone. This morning I talked about Hagar and the God that sees her and what she was going through, and he saw her need and he met it, and how he sees everything in our lives. And one of the interesting things in there was just talked about how God sees our lives from beginning to end, and his hand is on our lives. And so this poem that I'm going to share this afternoon, kind of, it's interesting. I was trying to decide yesterday what to bring today and started rereading this poem, and it kind of covered some of the same things from a totally different perspective, but it mentioned, so I thought, oh, okay, I'll share that one. It's about the life of Joseph, and in Genesis, it talks about him. He was 17 years old, and he was basically favored by his father, and which made his brothers jealous. And when he was 17 years old, he told his brother, his dad two of his dreams. And his dad kind of took it like he was exalting himself above his brethren instead of saying, this is what's going to happen one day. One day, you and my brethren are going to submit yourself to me. You're going to bow down to me. And he just kind of took it like Joseph was exalting himself. And same thing with his brothers. His brothers got jealous. And when Joseph went to check on them out in the field, they put him in a pit and they sold him into slavery. And he was just 17 years old, separated from all his family. And some traveling slave traders came by, some Midianites, and they sold him to them, got carried down to Egypt. And the next few years go by, he's working for Potiphar and his wife. And Potiphar's wife makes a pass at him. He flees, she falsely accuses him, and he's thrown into prison. And while he's in prison, though, he was faithful to God. All these years, he was faithful to God. Someone had made this comment years ago, and I thought it's interesting. There isn't that many characters in the Bible that where it gives details about them that it doesn't show anything negative. Daniel was one of them, and Joseph was another. So it's kind of interesting. He was faithful, even though all that happened to him. Genesis 39, it says, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper." And as it goes on, years go by, and then there's a baker, and I'm sure the one day I don't read all the passages, but I read most of them, but can't remember the other guy. And but there was two people that were thrown into prison. The Pharaoh suspected them of treachery, and they each had dreams, and Joseph interpreted their dreams. And the baker's like, no, you're guilty, you're going to be hung out. And then the other guy is like, the butler? Okay, you're going to be, the butler was the one that was released? Or yes. The other? Okay, you're going to be released and in 3 days. And as it went on, that's exactly what happened. But the butler forgot about Joseph. And a few more years went by. And then finally, this is what we hear when Joseph is 30 years old. So 13 years have already gone by. "And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt." Okay, sorry. I skipped a little bit of verses. But basically, the Pharaoh had a couple of dreams, and Joseph was brought to his attention. The butler remembered Joseph, brought him before Pharaoh, and Joseph interpreted his dreams and saying there's going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And so Joseph was used to prepare for the famine. So for the 7 years, he went through and they gathered all the grain in the land. And then the years of famine came. And it says, "In the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number." And so the 7 years of famine went by. Joseph was exalted basically as the second in command of all of Egypt. And then the years of famine started. And Joseph's story continues 2 years into the famine. And all the nations around them went to Egypt for food, for provision, because the famine affected all the known world at that time. And the only place where there was food, where there was grain, was in Egypt, because God had prepared them for it. And but also at that time, Joseph's family came to Egypt, his brothers, to go get food. Joseph recognized them, and as the story goes on, he eventually revealed himself to them, and they moved down to Egypt. And the nation started to grow down there. But years later, Jacob died, which was his father. And then the brethren start thinking, you know what? We betrayed Joseph all those years before. Now that our dad is out of the picture, Joseph's thinking, you know, please forgive me. Sorry, my mind went on wrong. Yeah, the brethren are thinking Joseph is going to be mad at us. And so what are we going to do? And this is what Joseph's thoughts were at the time. When Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy servants, of the God of thy father. And they said, behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? He says, you guys don't have to worry. I'm not God. I'm not going to take vengeance for something that you did all those years ago. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. And the interesting thing there is Genesis 50:20 is basically what people call the Romans 8:28 of the Old Testament. He says, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. God turned it around. And as you read the rest of the story, God preserved Joseph and his brothers and his family. For the next few hundred years in Egypt, the nation grew until eventually God raised up Moses to lead them out of Egypt. But God used that time to take care of Joseph and his family and then the nation. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are all the called according to his purpose. And so here's a poem. It's taken from Streams in the Desert, devotional, and it's about the life of Joseph. But think about it in your life, that all the good, all the bad that you experience, when you're walking with the Lord, if you've gone endured suffering, if you're going through hard times, God can turn it all around and use it for your good down the road. He's got a purpose. He's got a plan for everything he allows in our lives. God sees everything in our lives. He knows the end from the beginning, and he's in control. God meant it unto good, O blessed assurance, falling like sunshine all across life's way, touching with heaven's gold earth's darkest storm clouds, bringing fresh peace and comfort day by day. 'Twas not by chance the hands of faithless brethren sold Joseph captive to a foreign land. Nor was it chance which, after years of suffering, brought him before the monarch's throne to stand. One eye all-seeing saw the need of thousands and planned to meet it through that lone soul. And through the weary days of prison bondage was working towards the great and glorious goal. As yet the end was hidden from the captive, the iron entered even into his soul. His eye could scan the present path of sorrow, not yet his gaze might rest upon the whole. Faith failed not through those long dark days of waiting. His trust in God was recompensed at last. The moment came when God led forth his servant to succor many, all his sufferings past. It was not you but God that sent me hither. Witness triumphant faith in after days. God meant it unto good, no second causes. Mingle their discord with his song of praise. God means it unto good for thee, beloved. The God of Joseph is the same today. His love permits afflictions strange and bitter. His hand is guiding through the unknown way. Thy Lord, who sees the end from the beginning, has purposes for thee of love untold. Then place thy hand in his and follow fearless till thou the riches of his grace behold. There, when thou standest in the home of glory, and all life's past lie open before thy eyes, thine eyes shall see the hand which thou now trustest, and magnify his love through endless days. Thank you.